How's things going with the little situation?
312-591-9696, in case you don't know. But in a tough situation, man. Can you imagine, like, you're kind of talking to someone, and you really like this guy, girl, and then they drop the ball. They go, I have to tell you something. Anytime that comes out, I have to tell you something, you know it's not good news. I hooked up with a coworker.
That is unbelievable.
That's real talk for me.
Now, you told me off the air who the coworker is. I am very surprised about this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really important, Jay. You know, I really don't care.
A lot of people texting about it. They're saying, who is it? I mean, I will tell you, there are a lot of guys on staff here. You know, mixers, DJs, personalities, people back behind the scenes. And this is an interesting one. You and this guy share something. You have something in common.
Yeah, you don't need to make it worse than it is. I like the words you're using. Thank you very much.
Just being real, man.
You're phrasing.
All right. It's all good. So what do you do? Is it possible to be in a relationship with somebody after you know they hooked up with your friend or coworker?
Chris Manhattan, you're on. Two words for you.
What?
Three-way.
No. Not even.
Okay, a couple cool text messages we got. Texter says, Justine Bateman played Mallory. Thank you.
Yes.
The guy, we got that. Also, someone says, Julian, hey, you should move on from the girl, because even though you can sometimes be okay with it, it'll always be in the back of your head.
Well, hang on a second. Why would I move on when you don't even see the potential there? It doesn't matter who they've been with. You get what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it shouldn't matter, but if it didn't, we wouldn't be talking about this right now. So, point taken.
I guess. Okay.
Okay. Another texter says, I was with tall girl last night. It didn't bother me.
Funny.
Very
jackass.
Funny. Yeah. Anyway, 296-96 if you're texting. 312-591-9696. Bro, I think it really depends on how you feel about this girl. I mean, are your feelings stronger about the fact that she hooked up with this guy here, or are your feelings stronger about her? That's what you have to decide.
That's B.
Really?
Yeah, but the more we talk about it, I'm laughing about it, you know?
Really?
The more I think about it, you can't let something like that happen.
Well, let's see when he gets to work later. That'll be interesting.
Thank you for pointing that out. 312-591-9696. You want to get in on this, or you can text us at 29696. We got Summer Bash tickets coming up as well on V96. Hang on.
Shot should be.
B96 Pepsi Summer Bash artist Flo Rida right here on B96 with Jay and Julian. And the question is right now, can you date somebody after you know that they hooked up with either a friend or a co-worker? Let me tell you a story, man. Me and my girl went to a party once a long time ago, and we're at this party, and like, she's looking real uncomfortable, and we're hanging, and we're just like, I'm like, yo, what's up? And she's like, yeah, see that guy over there? And I'm like, yeah. You mean the real cruddy dude over there? And she's like, yeah. She's like, well, something happened with me and him freshman year. And I'm like, no.
What does that mean? Like, they hooked up?
Yeah, a little more than that. And I was like, oh, no. And I tell you, dude, like, I literally got sick in the party. So should D. So did she.
Sure.
We both were just like, and I was like, honestly, I went out back and I wanted to throw up.
And you didn't even know the guy.
I didn't even know the guy. So. And what I'm saying is, it's all about how you feel when you get around the other person. I mean, I almost broke like an artery. Like, I was like, ugh, get me out of here. We left that party, but we stayed together, you know? So, I mean,
it can work.
It can work, but I just think it's all about the situation. I mean, you're going to have to be around this dude, you know, working here. So how do you feel when you're here?
I mean, I can't tell the future.
You can't tell the future. So I feel it out, man.
Yeah. Allison, Mount Prospect.
Well, Chloe's sad about it, but.
Well, you guys definitely sound like a happy couple. And I'll tell you what, man, just to make it good, because it's your 1 year really soon. What about some Pepsi Summer Bash tickets? That's cool with you?
Oh, my God, yes.
You're going to the show, okay? Hang on, Allison.
Oh, my God, thank you.
We're driving slow through the snow on Fifth Avenue.
More music. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye. And you're listening to
E96.
So stay tuned.
In the night, I hear life.
Here we go.
E96. Hey, I know the nice story to know.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Artery.
Yes.
All right, now, use it in a sense. I know it's difficult, but if I can do it, you can do it.
It's very easy.
My grandma had a bypass on her artery because she had high cholesterol.
No!
Yes, that is artery.
No, you're supposed to say, when I took class, oils, whatever, it was all part of that artery.
No,
I really like taking
stop.
That. What?
Stop. Artery, you got it.
All right, fine. Congratulations.
Take it through the B96 Pepsi Summer Bash.
That's awesome.
You're awesome. What's your name?
Tanya.
And you live where?
Elgin.
Who are you taking?
Probably my sister.
All right, give her a shout out.
Hey, Elizabeth, I'm taking you to the B96 summer bash.
And the only station that's sending you there?
B96.